This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Two employees of the Bay Mills Indian community in the Upper Peninsula self-quarantined this week. They're worried that they may have been exposed to the new coronavirus. And like many people who want a test, they don't qualify. Tribes in Michigan are facing some very unique challenges from coronavirus, especially those that operate casinos. Interlochen Public Radio's Kay LaFond has more now on how some tribal governments are preparing.
Brian Newland wishes his tribal health department had their own coronavirus test kits.
They haven't been made available to us yet, but we continue to ask like petulant kids.
He's the chairman of the Bay Mills Indian community. He says the tribe has been trying in vain to get two of their employees tested for coronavirus. They traveled out of state for work recently and spent time with somebody who might be sick from it. They don't meet the criteria for testing, and for now, they're self-quarantined at home. But even if they don't have the virus, Chairman Newland is worried about the outbreak. Bay Mills Indian community is one of the largest employers in Chippewa County. Their resort and casinos alone employ upwards of 600 people. They're encouraging at-risk staff to work from home, but many of their service workers can't.
I'm certain we're not the only ones struggling with that, but we don't want to have a 70-year-old host at our casino choosing between paying his light bills and catching a disease that could be deadly.
Newland says Bay Mills is looking at options to pay some people to not work, but they're not in a financial position to do that on a large scale. Newland is also prepared for coronavirus to hurt the tribe's gaming revenue.
We're not chasing people away, but we don't want to put money over people's health either. If you're 65 years old and you have COPD or you're recovering from lung cancer, you should probably not be out in public right now touching things that others are touching.
The Grand Traverse Band of Ottawa and Chippewa Indians postponed their annual membership meeting in Round Dance. It was supposed to be last weekend. The tribe says it was a preventative measure to protect elders and other vulnerable people. That's Patricia Azawamik you hear speaking in Anishinaabe Mohan. She's explaining in a video on the Grand Traverse Band's website that their cultural department supports the decision. The tribe canceled all government-run events and activities until further notice. They've banned work-related travel for their employees, who are also being asked to work remotely if possible. A memo on the tribe's website says they'll practice flexibility and non-punitive measures for employees that get sick. Meanwhile, the Little Traverse Bay Bands of Odawa Indians canceled government functions for the rest of the week and adjusted their elders' lunch program. According to their website, one of those self-quarantined employees from Bay Mills was at a Little Traverse Bay Band's event last weekend. That was before anybody knew about the possible coronavirus exposure. The Little Traverse Bay Bands say citizens' risk from that event is low, but they've got those familiar recommendations on their website. Wash your hands, cover your cough, and stay away from other people if you can. Brian Newland wants any Bay Mills citizen who fears they've been exposed to coronavirus to call the tribal health department. Even though they don't have test kits yet, they're coordinating with local and state health departments, and they can help people with quarantines, self-imposed or otherwise.
We have an informal network making sure that folks have food, have toilet paper, have water, and are taken care of. And that stuff that, you know, if we know about, we can arrange for that stuff.
Newland says the tribe has increased cleaning of surface and common areas in their casinos, but don't have any plans to close them. I'm Kay LaFond.